This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3362 for Tuesday, the 22nd of June 2021. Today's show is entitled, Spambot Honeypot, Eating Your Own Dog Food. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 19 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, reviewing some stats and the accessibility by screen reader of this spam filter method.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I am revisiting my Spambot Honeypot, actually partially responding to RTSN's comment about how it did and any kind of stats. So I did look, and from when I first implemented it on our public site on February 16th of 2021 up until today, which is May 29th, 2021, I have 661 messages submitted from the form. Of those, 527 were identified as spam via the URL method, and that left 134 being sent through. Of the 134 that were sent, 38 are uncaught spam, and there were 96 valid messages. So overall, I think it's doing a pretty good job of, you know, getting rid of the worst of it. The 38 of the 96, it's easier, you know, just to deal with them and makes you less likely to just give up. I was actually thinking of just shutting down the form. I'm not sure how, you know, useful it is, but it does look like it is getting some valid use, so I will keep it going. Anyway, I also, as the title suggests, eating your own dog food, I know in my last show I asked if there were any HPR listeners who used speech-to-text screen readers, speech-to-text, wrong direction, text-to-speech, the screen readers, if they could give feedback, but I thought I should actually just try it out myself. You know, this will be typical usage from a visual user who is not very familiar with the screen reader technology. I'm on the latest version of Pop! OS, which is basically a GNOME-based front end. So I'll be using the default speech-to-text, text-to-speech reader. So let me see if I can get that turned on and get to my forms so we can hear what, you know, how they sound. And if my method for hiding those extra fields works as I was hoping it would. So let's see, we'll find the settings. And where was it? Accessibility. Screen reader, turn it. Just turn screen reader on. Okay, that appears to be on. No, I need to get to my show and get to my site. Let's see if I can get it to. Huh. Well, now it's not.
what browser I'm in. I'm using Firefox. I am in private mode. Let me see if I turn on. I've also got. Why is it not? Maybe I need to close down Firefox. I did have to restart it. except I was in private, and I didn't save my. Let me see if I can find my. That's annoying. I didn't wait long enough. It, you know, I entered my name and I had to hit tab twice to get to the submit query, but it didn't say submit query. I don't know if it was just too slow. So then I hit it and then that's when you heard it reload and it does show. So that works and it didn't, you know, give me the extra field that at least I noticed. Let me try this again and see if maybe let's see if we can get something else.
Search with duck.go or enter address editable combo box w.tab. Selection delete escape. Search with escape.
www.org.hdr/.
Your name, entry. Your name, MSCODC.
Okay.
Return. Loading. Please wait. Browse mode. Your name. Your name. Clickable. Entry. Submit query. Push button. Leaving form. Hello, Scott.
All right, well, that's what happens if you just enters the form. Let me see if I can.
Your name, entry. Your name, entry. DM. Tab. Browse mode. Tab.
So now I tab. It's not.
Capital H. Submit query. Push button.
For some reason, if you. Tab to the, maybe this is just me not understanding how you use the.
Your name, entry team, focus mode.
The voice mode. No.
Tab
out of the entry form, like the field for putting your name. Now if I use the down arrow.
Leaving form, hello start.
No, that takes me.
Submit query for start.
Like it, I don't know what.
Your name, entry team. Submit query post button.
Okay, I'm not sure. Getting to that submit query is kind of hard from the.
Your name, entry team. Focus mode. And backspace, escape. Tab, browse mode. And.
I go up and then back down and get to submit query. I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it does appear to work. I'm not getting that other field, at least in Firefox. So let me jump over to Chrome.
www.chrome.com.
see what happened. Oh, Chromium. It loads. Okay, there we go.
New tab, left can be pasted, can return. Finish loading spam bot, study bot. Page has one form. Your name, entry, submit, push button, leaving form.
Alright, so it's read the whole thing.
Tab.
Now I'm in the inner form to enter my name.
R-O-A-N.
Except it didn't.
R-O-A-N.
Why did it not? Now only the N shows up in the entry form in Chromium. I'm not.
Backspace. N. Caps lock off R. Caps lock off R. No more rage backspace.
Like, it's not showing my character.
A. Slash. Backspace. Slash. 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 Backspace. R. No more rage backspace. Backspace. R. O. A. N. Tab. Tab. Submit push button.
And there I did the tab and I got the submit.
Return. Finish loading spam bot 35.
But for some reason, in Chromium, it didn't like R-O-A-N, or R-O-A, but it left the N. So I'm not quite sure about that. I don't know if that's something I've done with the form, or me just not understanding how to use a screen reader. I know there's navigation that gets associated with it. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. But the hidden URL field doesn't show up, and I didn't, it didn't sound like you didn't hear it as I was tabbing through. So that's good. So overall, it seems to be working with the screen reader. I think some of this is just me not really knowing what I'm doing with it. Okay, so I do want to see what it's like on my work site. So this is in Chromium, so I'm already there.
Address and search bar logo completed. Questions sent by email receive a response within 12
weeks. Down to the form. Okay. So that's
left shift. Left USA slash Canada. Submit your question below. Questions sent by email receive a response within 24-4 assistance. Please call 1-800, wish to be contacted by an icon.
Okay. Down arrow seems to go sentence by sentence.
Name entry.
And it did put me into the first form for my name, so let me do that.
O-A. Wrapping to top. N. Leaving form. Name entry. Focus
Yeah, it doesn't... Okay, I can't type my name in this form. Okay, so it doesn't... Apparently my name, I don't know what's going on. And it's saying it's misspelled, but probably because I capitalized. All right, let me...
Tab. One password menu available. Press the down arrow key to select.
Okay, well, tabbing doesn't do well. I must not have... It doesn't like how, it doesn't tell you what field you're in. I have, what do they call it? The attribute that, lets you say what the field is, but I don't have it labeled. So maybe this is not good for it speech readers, at least if you're using tab. I'm trying to, and like I said, I don't know, maybe this is just me not understanding how to use.
N, selection deleted, backspace, N, left E, A, U, L.
All right, so how do I get out of a field?
Escape. Return, email entry.
So return takes me to the next one. And it tells me the name of it as an email entry. Okay.
D-A-U-L. Left half. N-E-R-M. Return.
Except it didn't say subject. All right, well. I guess I've got a little more work to do to actually make this accessible.
but let's, the purpose of today's webinar. I don't even know where I am anymore. For today's podcast, there we go. I'm just going to see if that hidden form field is actually hidden. And I guess I'm going to have to maybe revisit this again when I figured out how to actually make this accessible, or at least more accessible than it currently is.
TST. Return.
I just...
Lab test. Selected. Sometime. Hospital entry. Invalid entry.
Sometimes it works. I don't get it.
Tab. Left shift test. Unselected. Icon. Selected. Hospital tab. Phone entry. Invalid entry.
It's so weird. When I first tab to it, it won't say, like, what it is, like phone entry. But if I shift tab back to the previous field and shift tab forward to it, it does say it. So I really don't know what's going on. I guess I really need to look into this more.
Tab.
And I don't have any...
Left shift. Left icon. Unselected. 7,700 tab. Entry.
Yeah, and this is my message field, which isn't marked at all. Okay.
PLH. Misspelled. Tab. Tab. End push button. Browse mode.
Alright, well, it didn't...
Left for office only entry. Focus mode. Left shift. Left entry block L. Misspelled. Misspelled. Tab.
Okay, here in Chromium, there it is, for office use only. That was what I put down to let people know that you can't, you know, you shouldn't be using this if you're, like, using links, sort of like a standard, you know, when you're in a standard form and it's, you know, you're turning it in. But it doesn't seem to let you actually, doesn't do the input, so... I'm not sure. So there's still some issues, but you can't actually put it in there. Let me go over to Firefox and see what we got there. This was Chromium. Let me try it. No, I'll do it in private. Firefox, it seems to skip it if I tab or I use the arrow keys.
Left shift, entry testing.
I mean, if I use the tab key, it does
browse mode.
Stuck, and it just says browse mode. You got to tab to get to send. If you use the up key, that takes me back, and the down takes me directly to send. So there's, I mean, there's still room for improvement. Obviously, there's a lot to know, but it does seem, you know, generally speaking, at least the concept is solid for screen readers. I obviously need to learn more about how they work. And I Zendesk obviously probably, you know, tests this in Windows on a Windows screen reader also. But at least I guess it's a step in the right direction. Wasn't quite as simple as I was hoping, but I guess there's always room for improvement. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this another interesting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.